So one of the interesting things that's been observed with patients who receive osimertinib, which is EGFR TKI that is active in patients who have the T790M mutation that has made them resistant to erlotinib, for instance, these patients, in a subset of cases, develop progression on osimertinib because they've acquired yet another mutation that now inhibits the binding of osimertinib to the mutant EGFR, and that mutation is C797S. And we saw such a patient. We saw one of the first patients like that. And this was a patient who had developed a T790M on erlotinib, was switched to osimertinib, and then developed the C797S and progressed on osimertinib. You can see that originally her EGFR gene did not have either the T790M or C797S. It did have an EGFR exon 19 deletion. And then in 2011, when she progressed on erlotinib, she had the T790M mutation. And by 2014, when she progressed on osimertinib, she had an additional mutation in the same, in addition to the T790M mutation, she had the C797S mutation, which abolished the binding of osimertinib. So it does make you feel like these kinase inhibitors can be a moving target with resistance mechanisms kind of developing almost inevitably. But they do, of course, provide extra years of good quality survival.
Another question about, I've heard people discuss a situation where a patient maybe has a bone met that's hard to get to, some other site that's difficult to get tissue on. A patient who, has responded, now progressed again on EGFR TKI, trying to figure out how hard to look for tissue, and a patient who's T790 negative on serum. And I've heard people say that they look to see whether the original, let's say, exon 14 or whatever mutation is there. And if it is there and you don't see T790, then, quote, you can believe the serum. Can you talk about that sort of thinking?
Well, I think interpreting a negative result on plasma DNA is very tricky because it can either mean there's no T790M, or it can mean that for whatever reason, the tumor cells did not shed DNA, sufficient amount of DNA into the blood to be detectable. So I think a negative plasma DNA result is not something you can really act on.
Another question about T790 is, I've heard that there are actually people with T790 germline mutations. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it was discovered several years ago that the T790M can occur as a germline mutation and that it's associated with an increased risk of lung adenocarcinoma. So these are families in which there's a high rate of lung cancer unrelated to smoking. And so this, I would say, it's probably less than 1% of patients that have this germline T790M, but it's something that could explain in a patient why there's T790M detected at diagnosis before any exposure to TKIs. That patient who has a germline T790M and has developed lung adenocarcinoma would show essentially primary resistance to EGFR TKI. There's also another very small subset of patients that have an acquired T790M, not germline, acquired, but it's present at diagnosis before any TKI. And we don't know exactly why that is, but it's also been observed. Again, maybe 1% of patients or less.